KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system throughout all of Humboldt County. Now, one of those things that trails have, really good trails, are interpretive signs. We've got Denise Newman joining us on the line today, and we're going to be talking about trail interpretation and making a trail an outdoor educational experience. And we also have Emily with us, who is not going to probably be doing a lot of talking because most of your voice is pretty much gone there, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll see what I can contribute.
Okay. Well, don't hurt yourself there. And Denise, thanks again for talking with us today.
Happy to be here.
Absolutely. All righty. So I guess the first thing we need to talk about is, what is interpretive signage?
Right. Well, for folks that have been to public access areas, national parks, county, nonprofits, Friends of the Dunes, for a local example, you'll see some interpretive signs that involve things like kiosks with maps, you are here, which are orientational signage. And then on the trails, you'll see wayside signs or trailside signs, which can orient you to the natural and cultural aspects of the site. So they're informational and they're orientational, and then they also portray management messages, anything that the facility wants to let the hiking public or the visiting public be aware of.
Now, I'll tell you what, I've always enjoyed interpretive signs when I've been like hiking around, and because you can, you may have hiked in an area before, but if you take a look at the interpretive sign, you can get a whole deeper understanding of the ecology that's out there. There's lots of great interpretive signs all along, like the Lady Bird Johnson trail. And I've spent, it's not a big trail, so you can spend a lot of time just kind of looking at all those signs and getting to know all the different stuff in that area that you may have just taken for granted.
Yeah, absolutely. They really target the visiting public. They target whole families as well. They're engaging. There's a little something for everyone on interpretive signs, whether it's just the visuals, the graphics, plan identification, or some kind of a message about the natural world around you. So they're really tailored to meet diverse readership, and so there is a little something for everyone. And it's part of the leisure recreational activity. Interpretive signs are another aspect of recreating. So mm-hmm. They're designed to be easy to read and accessible and engaging and fun.
RCA has been involved in interpretive signs in various places. Where can we see some of your works?
Right. Well, if you've been along the Hammond Trail, pretty much the entire 5.5-mile segment of that trail has now been signed with kiosks and wayside signs. Then there's also a really nice interpretive footpath, pedestrian footpath, that we put in as what was called the quote-unquote hole in the Hammond, connecting the Murray Road segment there. And that's a really sweet footpath that has been signed with interpretive signs really depicting aspects of the watershed and the meandering stream of Widowite Creek. And then there's Huda, Lucenholtz, Trinidad Head, and the Falk Headwaters Trail, and we are in the process of designing signs for what's going to become the Elk River or Hiksari Trail, which is going to go south of Hilficker-Truesdale towards Pound Road, a 1.5-mile segment of the 6.5-mile waterfront, Eureka Waterfront Trail. I might have those mileages not exactly right. And then we're also doing one for Freshwater. It's going to be called Freshwater Nature Trail, and that's going to be through the North Coast Regional Land Trust right out here near Freshwater Three Corners Road. I say right out here because it's in my backyard, which is so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a 1-mile trail that goes out and back into the salt marsh, a really, really sweet spot.
So I assume a lot of people are very appreciative of these. I'm sure you get a lot of good feedback about the trails.
Yeah, I think so. And also because I really try to tie in with the local experts to get to the heart of the matter.
Well, that was going to be my question. Where does the information come from?
Yeah, the first step in good interpretive signs is, well, first of all, knowing that the subject matter is that the funder wants to see or the land ownership wants to see, and targeting your audience, the demographics of the audience, the visiting public, and then understanding the purpose of what again, is the target message and how to craft that. So what I do first step is the research and in contacting the local experts. It's a collaborative process with multiple stakeholders. For example, when we did signage at Freshwater Park regarding the salmonid life cycle and the habitat and the fish ladders and the pit tagging they'd done with the salmon. The first person I went to was Terry Roloff, naturally. And then for Mad River, the Mad River estuary, when I was interpreting the harbor seals at the mouth of the Mad, I went right to Don Goley at Humboldt State. And to interpret the marine terraces along Clam Beach, right to Don Garlick. And so I make sure that I have a point person for every piece of information I put out there, so it is truth and it is accurate.
I guess it's important to have accurate interpretive signage.
Yeah, and also challenging. I always try to kick it up a notch, too, and mm-hmm. find something that isn't the most readily, visually obvious, and then interpret that. So turning some really complex scientific concept into something that the lay reader can easily access. For example, at Widowite Creek, I talk about the meandering stream, and then I talk a little bit more about saltation and the movement of sediment going down a creek and how the sediment moves. And so to really distill that with like its own separate topic box, or what some people call the alligator box, a little side box. Well, that's an inside joke for interpreters. but anyway, so it's a side box, an inset box that really reveals the deeper meaning of what you visually would see.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I always love the interpretive signs, because I guess this appeals to folks who, for instance, like watch Nova on PBS and want to find out more information about stuff. It's like, you know, you're there. This isn't on TV. You're actually there at a real site, and you can learn a little bit more about what you're looking at. And there's always so much deeper about what you're looking at. Now, one of the things that we've been talking about a lot here on Happy Trails is the potential for the Bay Trail. It would be the trail that would link Eureka and Arcata along Humboldt Bay. I've had the opportunity, I know several people have had the opportunity to, I guess, walk the track there. And it's so different to do that than driving by at 50 miles an hour on the safety corridor, to go so slowly and take a look at what's there at Humboldt Bay. I would imagine there are just numerous signage opportunities for Humboldt Bay, if that ever is to come to fruition, right?
Absolutely, and even Natural Resources Services through RCA has done some work. Even 10 years ago, we designed what was called the Humboldt Bay Interpretive Signing Manual. And with that, we worked with a local artist, Gary Bloomfield, scientific illustrator.
He's a great guy.
He developed a dozen or so templates that really depict all the bioregions of Humboldt Bay, including the salt marsh, the eelgrass beds, even upland watersheds, so all the little micro kind of climates, if you will, around Humboldt Bay. And we have these templates that are already designed artistically, and they've been distributed to all the land managing agencies around the region for when they're ready to develop trails or interpretive signage. So these are at the ready, and that would be a great complement to some of the trail systems that are yet to be developed around the bay.
Oh, I know. It would really be fantastic. I mean, there are so many little tidbits of information, you know, some that I know, most that I don't. I mean, like for example, that Humboldt Bay completely flushes all its water out of it twice a day. I mean, that's pretty amazing. I mean,
right. You can learn more about the tides on the freshwater nature trail that we're going to be putting in, because we're walking right along the freshwater slough there, and you can really see the slough empty out and fill up at different times of the day. And so we speak about that in some of the interpretive signs. That's the fun part for me too, is to research. Mostly when you go to a site, you don't just come there with your agenda of what you want to say, but you have to really read the landscape and figure out what the story is of the landscape, and then you seek out the research. You know, you seek out the What am I saying? You seek out the local experts, mm-hmm. the research component, and so that's it. You go to the site. Right now, we just did a walking tour of Elk River, and there's no signage there now. And my coworker and I just went there. We read the landscape. We tried to get some of the stories. We tried to imagine what some of the visiting public questions they might have when they go there. And then we jotted down all of our notes, and now we're going to go hit it and talk to the local experts and find out as much as we can about the spit there at Elk River and some of the waterfowl that visits there and the willow thickets and the birds that populate them. And
I think some of the other stuff that would be really interesting with some of the areas around here, especially around Humboldt Bay, is the Native American history as well, if that could be
absolutely.
On the signs.
Well, that trail specifically mm-hmm. is going to be called Hixari. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. I think it's still in process, but Hixari trail, and we've been working with folks over at the Wiat Tribe to be sure that everything that they would like to say about that site is in there, and of course things that they don't want to hear as well, to have on the signs as well.
Sure.
So it's a deep level of respect to make sure that we capture exactly what folks would like to see out there for the visiting public.
That's fantastic. So here's the big question in this day and age, this has to be asked. Interpretive signs, they're wonderful. Who pays for these signs?
Yeah, good question. Gosh, well, we're nonprofits, so we partner with a lot of local agencies. For example, we set up service agreements with County Public Works, City of Eureka. In the past, we've had MOUs, Memorandums of Understanding with BLM. Also, direct grants from agencies like the State Coastal Conservancy or the River Parkways Program in Sacramento. And then a lot of the money is still coming from Prop 40 bond monies, which was to protect the rivers, lakes, and streams, and to improve air quality or areas threatened by pollution, and also restoring historical and cultural resources. All those things kind of go under the Prop 40 bond money. Improving the safety of neighborhood parks. So, for example, the Mad River Bluffs project, we just did a big trail improvement project there, upgrade and vista points, and now steps down to the estuary there over behind Hiller Park, and that was Prop 40 bond money. And then others are nonprofits like Friends of the Dunes. We partner with them and whatever their funding sources might be, and also land trusts, North Coast Regional Land Trust, the Freshwater Nature Trail is with them, and then the Mad River Bluffs project was through the McKinleyville Land Trust. Again, that's Prop 40 money. But so we partner with a lot of the local.
So the answer is many sources.
Yes.
It depends on the project, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I would just add that, you know, a couple weeks ago we were talking about the Horse Mountain area and how right now it's really difficult, you know, as if you've never been up there, to go up there and know anything about the site or where to go. And I think that's an example of when there are not interpretive signage, of how much you know, less you can really enjoy and appreciate the landscape.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. You really don't know until they're not there, and then you're like, where do I go? What is this place all about?
For people that know Mad River Bluffs well, they'll probably laugh at me, but when I was there, it's just a network, an incredible, immense network of looping trails over those bluffs. It's actually a gorgeous, gorgeous facility out there. And so what we decided to do is put in these little map markers. They're little 4x4, tiny little posts that on these rustic steel. We worked with Eureka Boiler Works, who are fabulous, and they designed these great raw steel posts for us with these beveled edges and these little tiny, almost like coaster-sized placards with little maps. And all it was a line art of the trail system with a little red dot. You are here, so you have an idea of how far in you are. So yeah, I agree. I think it's good to be oriented appropriately if you're so inclined to that. And again, some people that know that like the back of their hand probably think it's a tiny little trail system, and who needs that? But I always got mixed up there.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely for that. That is for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, this is wonderful stuff, and you're doing great work, and appreciate you taking the time to chat with us this morning about this.
Yeah, well, thanks for having this perspective on for trails, because it is a key part of the visitor opportunity there.
Yeah, it definitely enhances the experience, that is for sure. And I know Emily is, we've got some stuff in the works, not confirmed yet, so we can't talk about it quite yet, but some good, exciting stuff in the works for future Happy Trails. And Emily, don't want to tax your voice too much, but are there any things that are going on that folks in the trails community need to know about?
Just a heads up for February 14th. There'll be a Valentine's Day trail special, so you'll make sure to tune in on February 14th.
All right.
That'll be in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And that is on a Tuesday. That's right.
Yes.
All righty. All right, Emily, take care of yourself. Rest your voice. Denise, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. Appreciate it.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
All righty. And this conversation, as all conversations in Happy Trails, you'll find podcasts at iTunes and at khum.com.
Happy Trails to you.